The strategic reassessment that has followed the outpouring of religious expression in Iraq is not limited to those interested in statecraft. Many within the humanitarian community are taking a hard look at the role that Christian relief organizations can and should play in rebuilding efforts. Joining us now to discuss that is Clive Colver, president of the group World Relief, the humanitarian arm of the National Association of Evangelicals. He joins us by phone from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Describe the work of your organization and what role proselytizing plays in your operations.
The work of World Relief is very simple. We're 43,000 U.S. churches, enabling churches in the most needy parts of the world to actually function in a way that supports their people, the people who live in their land. In other words, we're helping the church to be church in their own countries. What part does proselytizing play from our part in terms of sending people from America to other countries to proselytize? Little or none at all. Mm-hmm. In terms of a country's own church, well, obviously church shares their faith, but they will do it in their country in ways that do not threaten their own lives normally, and also that really impact their communities. So we've seen in countries like Turkey and Iran and others, the church gaining tremendous respect from Muslims and those of other faiths, simply because as church they love and care for people and don't ram their message down people's throats. They just live it and share it in a natural way with their own people.
Mm-hmm. There are some groups in America who are talking about going over to engage in humanitarian aid, but also to pass out Bibles. Is that a bad idea?
I think that the thing you always have to ask is what's going to happen to the church in the country. And instead of us saying, well, we want to do something, we need to say, what do our brothers and sisters, what do people who are of our faith want in their own country? Because the primary responsibility under God is for them to do that which is really right for their own people. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that those who would hold the idea that let's take Bibles, let's go with humanitarian aid, let's first ask the church, is that what you want? Do you want us to come and preach? And the answer will normally be no. It would be, we'd want you to come and save the lives of our Islamic neighbors. We'd like you to come and help the displaced to actually start again. We'd like you to come and dig out some cesspools. We'd like you to come and actually help some people who are dying to either die with dignity or have life through medical care. That's what the people will be crying out for. And if that's not sharing the love and this, the character of Jesus as the real church, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm. Does your organization intend to start a relief work in Iraq soon? What might be influencing your decision about when and whether to go?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're working with the Jordanian churches in a camp that's been created by the Muslims, and we're working to provide help for third country nationals who've come out of Iraq. So we're right positioned on the border, ready to move in at any point when the Iraqi church wants help, wants support, wants provision, so they can help their people of all faiths, particularly Muslims. We'll be ready to send that support in through the nationals. Now, we will send Americans, technical experts where required, to help give support and advice. But our work is helping the people in their own country, the Iraqis, to be church where they are and to live as church among their Muslim neighbors. You see, the great thing is you can disagree with someone without being disagreeable about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing better than seeing Christians and Muslims working side by side to alleviate human suffering and help people. And they can dialogue about faith, they can dialogue about anything. But the great joy to me is seeing them work as people for the common good of a country that desperately needs the help of everybody who's got their good at heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, very quickly, your organization has worked in the Islamic world before, I understand. Have you encountered any level of distrust in Islamic communities?
You'll always encounter levels of distrust when you go in with a large group of foreign nationals. We work continually within the Islamic world, and we work through their own people. We work through their own churches.
We've got to go, Mr.
It's helping
Calver.
Them have what they need.
Clive Colver is president of the group World Relief. He's the humanitarian arm of the National Association of Evangelicals. In Washington, I'm John Idstey for NPR News.